We're talking about beats and we're talking about breaths as well. And today's episode is entitled A Beat for a Breath. For the reader, pauses create a breath space for you to take in some air at an appropriate place. Appropriate is the key word there, not somewhere that would interrupt the flow and confuse the listener. We looked at breathing and where to do it to keep the sense of the sentence earlier on in these podcasts. Remember the audio I mentioned of the famous British newsreader who creates new sentences in her script? She merges sets of phrases together and then breathes in the wrong places in the next one, and that starts to affect the intonation and also the sense of the sentence too. Now, obviously, I've exaggerated it there for effect, so you can see what I mean. But sometimes what people tend to do is to almost take out the full stops, the period points, during the course of a paragraph and merge the end of one sentence with the beginning of the next, and then they run out of air, and then they have to take a breath in the middle of that subsequent sentence rather than the end of it. A beat is where you have your breath, and that is usually where the punctuation is, although not always. Hope that's clear. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.